Here we go. Thank you very much for coming back. And we are in finance positions 021, senior account clerk typist three times. I've said that. There's only one senior account clerk typist. It's $57,074, and it's a duly request. Marcia?
You might want to know if that's already in the tentative budget.
No.
Yes. Is it in?
What's that?
Yes, it's not a county cost because we have negotiated services to support the department.
Oh, okay.
Which would lower the support. Without going back to the tax level.
Right. So I can withdraw this. You have other funding.
Yes.
Oh, okay. New information. Well, it's not new information, but that one's no longer in because it's being paid for by another source.
Are we done?
Yeah.
No, we're not done.
Okay.
In fact, let me just say this. It's seven. Dooley has a resolution for finance, and then I would like to see if we could maybe do the ledge and weights and measures before we leave tonight. Go ahead, Dooley.
Yes. The other one I have in is a motion to give finance additional staff in the purchasing area. You may remember last year, this was something I spoke strongly in favor of, having learned from David that purchasing has a single person in that position, and that person cannot be there every day all year round. And just in the normal course of doing work when that person is there, that person cannot check out all possible useful ways to fill the county's purchasing needs and falls back more often than maybe it should happen on state contract. Whereas what I remember David telling me was that as an organization, the county could probably save more than more than the position costs in finding cheaper and better sources of supplies for the county or services. So last year, it was confusing because there was desire on the part of the Solid Waste Division to have a green purchasing program begin, and there was talk about how maybe they, with their big budget, could help support such a position. The recycling markets changed dramatically. That's no longer even being whispered about, and David's need for this still exists. What you see on the list is for a full-time purchasing assistant. What I just discussed with David was a half-time purchasing assistant would do immense good. And I'd like to move it, but I'm not sure what the dollar amount is, but Norma can tell us. Eventually.
Yes.
If anyone would like to second this.
Second it so we can just get it out.
Undetermined dollar amount.
It's less than 100,000, right?
This is what kind of?
16 million.
So it's about half of 16.
About half. 30,111.
Yeah.
I'm doing quick math.
Yes.
Okay. And is there a motion and a second? Go ahead, Will.
I'm inclined to be supportive of this, but I'm especially intrigued by the promise of saving money. I mean, it makes just makes sense that might be the case. I'm wondering, Dooley, whether it would be possible to time limit this and see if your theory really works out. Maybe a 3-year funding.
I would ask David to address that.
Well, I think there's an opportunity to save money. I don't know if you saw the headline. One of Cornell's strategies is to focus on purchasing, negotiating agreements. Mm-hmm. And frankly, we are missing out on opportunities to be more aggressive in certain things because we just don't have the coverage to do special things.
and to do it time-limited.
So my proposal, David, question would it be possible, would it be feasible to pick some time and say, okay, yeah, this position truly is paying for itself. We know this on the basis of experience, not here.
I'm certainly willing to commit to that, to report back and give you some results.
My proposal
would be, I was initially asking Martha about whether it could be a one-time, but I guess it would be not reasonable to do it just on 1 year, but a three-year
target. There'd be a target increase.
Yeah.
No.
Wait a minute.
Motion on the floor is target. I'm hearing Will suggest three-year funding.
Which you can do is, we can do one-time funding as 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year. So it comes from a different place.
Right, yeah.
But it's long enough to, you know, somebody's not going to look at a one-year job, but...
Right, so what's your motion?
My would be one-time funding on a three-year basis.
On a three-year basis.
Is that friendly?
I'm thinking, if David finds it friendly, I find it friendly.
Okay. David, do you find it friendly?
I would graciously accept that. Mm.
Sounds like a yes to me.
Sounds friendly, David.
Frank, a seconder?
How about the seconder?
Oh, come on, Frank.
Okay. Pam convinced me.
Nicely done.
If I may make a comment. It's like I've been very surprised for a long time here, at least 4 years, that we didn't have centralized purchasing. I mean, it seems to be a... something that, you know, an organization this big would have determined many, many years before I came here. Mike, go ahead.
I won't be supporting this even at halftime because I think there still are ways to save without having to add a halftime position on three-year funding. I think that there's probably an association of purchasing agents in Tompkins County that our present person could go take advantage of and learn creative ways to partner with organizations like Cornell and other places. We have TCOG. I just think there's existing avenues to take advantage of those opportunities without having to create a halftime position on a three-year funding basis.
Okay. Carol, and then... Go ahead, Carol.
I want to ask David, is this a current request that you have in your budget?
No.
So why isn't it, David?
Our budget had to meet a target, and it just wasn't. In order to not have to eliminate, I mean, our budget as presented had the potential of eliminating one position. Fortunately, we had a vacancy at the time we submitted the budget, so I wasn't confronted with that. So it just wasn't in the cards to try to sort of torture the staff about. Increasing our over-target request.
Leslie. Thanks, David.
I just want to know what's the number we're talking about.
$30,111 for 3 years.
Thank you.
You know, and then
Each year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, and whatever happens to that benefit-wise, things like that. Martha.
I've heard David be like modest, as, you know, and conservative for years and years, but I think... You know, actually saying that this could save us money. We used to have something called cost savers, where it was, you know, we would see that expenditure in a different category if it could be shown that it actually saved money in a different way within that same budget year. I think as three-year funding, this really gives that person time to prove the worth of the position, and we may end up wanting to make that a full-time position. I think what we're hearing from David is whatever opportunities are out there, they don't have time, his staff doesn't have time to go exploring things that they know are available. They're just kind of keeping the paper moving where it has to go. So, I mean, I think, you know, being creative, you have to have some time to do that, and I think we need to give them this resource.
Mike?
This not being a department request, knowing that there's a department head meeting tomorrow morning, I think this opens up a Pandora's box, that every single department in Tompkins County would have loved to put a proposal in on August 1st in their department budget saying, let me get, give me three-year funding for a proposal that might save down the line. I'll do my best. Here's a caseworker that will save you $60,000 if you pay $35,000. No departments put those in, and I think judiciously so. I think to do this now is sending a very misdirected message back to our organization that, that people can then have legislative initiative requests that were never asked for by department heads who kept their hands out of the till to meet the requirements that were already set by this legislature, and now we're speculating, and I don't think it's a good precedent.
Will and then Julie.
Mike, I think it's a little bit different. This is not a department coming to us. David was a good team player. He's played within the constraints that we gave him. This is Dooley's initiative, repeated from last year, long felt need, and this is something that serves the entire county. All departments will benefit if this it truly works out as well as it does. So I think it's worth doing.
Dooley.
Will said it. Thank you.
Carol.
Yeah, David, you have another request to us as part of the capital program that we're not slated to address tonight, but it's in OTR 9, which I just wonder if there's only a certain amount that we can do for you, which one is more important? Which one will save us more money?
Well, the other one, I believe, is it the payroll?
The third
installment?
No, it's the delinquent tax payment deadline.
That's a policy question.
That's an operational procedure. It's not really a cost.
It's not staffing. Well,
it's a revenue opportunity.
Well, it doesn't affect our budget. They're each going to have an impact on our budget. So if we can't afford to do it all,
no, but it's a revenue source.
It's a revenue source, not a cost.
Well, I understand that, but I think that his concern is that he's not sure it's the right revenue source, as I understood
it. It's kind of...
So anyway, I just wanted to know which will have a bigger impact for us if you had to pick one.
They're unrelated.
It's like a Ford and a Maserati here. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm sorry, a Chevy and a Maserati.
Well, they're not in the same community.
Yeah, they're not.
It's hard to compare the two because one directly affects the operations of the department and the other is an issue which would, it's a sort of countywide policy issue that would have no effect on, it would have very little effect on our department, but it has impact on a lot of departments in the public.
Right. Or procedural.
Okay. I think it's time for a vote. I don't see any mind changing. All in favor of the resolution, which was Dooley's three-year target fund. Three-year one-time fund.
Half-time.
What, do you want to say it?
No.
A half-time purchasing position. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Raise your hand, please. Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is that right? Yeah, 8 to 6. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is probably one that I would ask to revisit once we've got through a number of the other things.
Will do.
We'll see where we are.
Thank you. I've known that. That concludes what we have on today. What I would like to do is see if we could do the legislature and the
weights and measures.
And we'll do the ledge first. It is a restoration of
023.
Seconded. How much was it?
15,734.
Close. And someone want to move it?
They did. They seconded.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I was looking for the number. Discussion. Martha, type.
Does the motion include on our list of motions, the third page, one-time changes? It appears taking the rollover 15,000. Does that Is that included in the motion?
Is this waste measures?
No,
legislation.
Legislation.
I guess I'm asking the mover and seconder. Is that the intention? And if that's
can you ask your question again, Martha? I'm sorry, I was turning pages.
Restore staffing levels. If you look under 110 change, the middle of that page, it's 15334 in parentheses. Is the motion, and that's rollover, the one-time capture of rollover, is that part of the motion? Whoever made the motion?
Yes. So I think it is.
It restores from 37.5 to 40.
Which is I understand to be a target increase, but taking rollover, applying one-time money to next year, the same way we did with the health department.
I think it should be raised this year, and the rollover that matches that amount will go back into the general funds this year.
It's target.
Yeah, it's target.
Can you just leave the rollover part off?
Just make it target.
We're right back to where we were before with the health department.
Right. So, which one of you moved it off?
The maker of the motion.
I moved.
He made the motion.
To target, right? Restoring to target.
Restoring it to target.
Okay, simple. And the second is okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, any further discussion?
So I'm still not clear. So rollover is not, taking the rollover is not included in this?
That's correct.
No.
Not in mine.
Mike, and then Will.
I could support this, and I think it's important if we found another place to cut, to reduce spending. And I would suggest one easy one that wouldn't affect county services at all to the public is if we eliminated the cameras as a way of freeing up money for this. And I could support something like that, but not if we're just going to increase our pace.
Will?
In the description, they talked about the fact that we are required by law to be open to the public till 5. Pardon my ignorance, but is this locally defined law or is it state law? Or does anybody know?
State law.
No, it must be state.
State law.
It is state, so that's effects. Thank you.
No public office. It's for the public.
Thank you.
Tyke.
Yeah, I had my hand up before, but you... See, you just don't give me the chance. That's the problem.
Okay.
You already. Yeah, no, right. I never get called.
You got to backtrack, Tyke. You got to wait another 4 days.
I owe you.
I am, but yeah. Simple observation: the way that we do business these days, 40 hours isn't even enough. So, simple observation.
Martha.
I would ask Kathy on page 111 of the big book. Kathy, you did offer the rollover to offset this. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, then I'd like to amend the motion to include the capture of rollover in the same way that we did with the sanitary and the health department. I mean, still be a target increase, but for next year, take the rollover.
Okay, make the motion. Took a hike, so.
No, I'm making. I'm amending. I'm moving an amendment.
Is there a second to that?
Yeah.
Will. Okay, discussion.
Since it was offered,
did I hear she was offering?
Yes, well, she said it was offered. It's in the book.
Martha made a motion on the rollover because the ledge office offered it. Okay. Any further discussion on her motion? All in favor of the motion? What?
I have a quick discussion.
Mike and Will.
On the effect, if we did not reinstate this, it would be that TCOG administrative support and possibly other administrative support would be discontinued. I believe there are ways that we could ask TCOG to pay for that administrative support, and I'm also willing to take a decrease in some of the minutes, the way minutes are taken, to be closer to action-only minutes. So I'm not going to be supporting this at this time.
Martha.
Well, as representative to TCOG, I will tell you, I think this is growing in effectiveness and importance, and That group is really relying on Michelle, and she's spending more and more time on it. That's possibly something that could be considered in the future, but to kind of middle of October say that as of January 1st there's not going to be that support, there's certainly no time for that group to, I mean, the towns are all doing their budgets right now. I think that would be completely destructive of a terrific collaboration that's developing. If it's something that the county needs to ask the municipalities to consider for the following year, I'm not opposed to it on principle. I'm saying that this is way too short a time frame to see that happen.
Leslin?
I wasn't going to respond to what Martha said, but I just want us to keep in mind that in the middle of October, we tell staff that they wouldn't have a job come January 1st as well. So there are people who are potentially facing layoffs, and they have to deal with that as well and don't have the collective to be able to fix that. My clarification is the funding that was proposed is target. Mm-hmm. It is target. This is not a Tyler. It is just target.
Right.
Thank you.
So, Ty, do you want to say anything?
So we're voting at, I'm lost with this amendment, I guess.
Okay, Martha has an amendment that includes rollover, right?
It just takes the 15,334 that the department head offered. I mean, I think one-time money is going to be, this will help us in a small way, I think.
Mike Harris.
I think one-time money is a bad idea, given the future scenario that we have in front of us for the next few years.
Okay. Anyone else have their hand up?
I just want to respond. This is the motion. I know the amendment is taking back one-time money, but the motion is target money. We're increasing the tax levy.
Aren't we going to vote on
Martha's amendment?
Right, but that's only... All right, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right, let's vote on Martha's motion. All in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opposed?
7?
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do that again?
Opposed.
All in favor of Martha's motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6. Main motion, or regular motion, normal motion. All in favor of the first motion, raise your hand.
Which was amended.
It just got amended.
Now it's amended.
Now it's amended. Right. Because that motion won.
Right.
Martha's motion won.
It becomes the main motion. So.
Yeah, it became the main motion.
Right.
That's it.
The main motion is now...
Okay, so do I correctly understand the main motion to be that we are restoring these amounts, these positions, to full-time, to 40 hours, for this, in target?
Right.
For this year, we will be able to take advantage of this rollover that's coming back. Is that correct?
Okay. All in favor of the main motion.
Wait, I want to say something.
In other words,
I have to say something.
The main motion, raise your hand, please.
No, Pam,
go ahead.
I just want to say that I'm going to vote against this because I think that we should not be taking this out of one time. I absolutely support increasing the hours back to 40. But I have to vote against it.
Joe,
I just want to ask because we'll have to get all this in permanent form. I want to make sure I'm clear. Target is going to go up to pay for the additional hours.
That's right.
And then, in a separate transaction, we're going to take a certain amount of money out of the legislature's rollover account and put it back in the bank.
That's right. In general fund.
In the general fund.
Just to get back.
Just one year.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
It's the same thing we did with the health department.
Exactly what we did with
that. And Mike was persuasive about saying that, look, the department had offered this rollover. We should take it.
Right.
All in favor of the main motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, should be 6. Okay. Oh, you have to write him a check for $15.
That was a real simple question. So that we don't keep having this continue. Could these things be voted on separately? If the departments don't want to offer rollover, can we just vote on targets and then at some point somebody else introduce a different motion to take a gift from the rollover so that we don't keep bundling things because it's just way too much discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Can we do that?
That's a good idea.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if we had to bundle them. It was a legitimate question. That we can just do them separately. Thank you.
Frank, would you like a little revolution? I would move that we zero out all rollover and put it all into the general fund.
Is there a second?
Is there a second?
Sure, I can. I can make a motion.
What was your motion?
That we zero out all rollover and put it in the general fund immediately.
Tech seconded it. And Dooley?
We had such long discussions in establishing a fiscal policy that addresses rollover. This is such a drastic change to that. I don't think that we should act on it impetuously tonight.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
What you've done in playing with creative accounting is in violation of the fiscal policy. Pardon me, but it is.
Go ahead. It is simply not true, Frank. Let me try to explain what happened this year with rollover. If you look at your blue sheets, every single department was consulted. If a department had rollover and felt like they did not need it for future years, they offered it to the general fund. And Joe graciously said, thank you very much, and he padded the general fund. It did not necessarily affect the tax levy, but he augmented what could be potentially used for next year's rainy day or one-time funding. Not all departments did that. So we have a list here, and Alice referred to 177,000 in her department. They have plans for that. They have sometimes critical emergency plans. And therefore, tonight, when you're accusing us of changing the policy, I disagree because we had two department heads tonight say, one sitting here and one spoke earlier, we generously offer that back because you're going to give us target funding instead of that.
Okay.
So I'm not going to support your motion because all these department heads in consultation with our county administrator have plans for that money.
Then I would offer that we postpone any discussion on rollover until every single department that has rollover that they've not offered up the way you just described it have an opportunity to offer that back to the general fund in lieu of target funding for whatever they need it for. Because you're changing the procedure. With all due respect to Kathy and Alice, who happen to be here tonight, every single department has not had that opportunity, and I know how fair we're all trying to be in reaching out to all the departments. So on those two particular actions, I would say that you should postpone action on them until you make the same offer to every single department that has rollover that has not offered it up. That's a change in the procedure, Mike. Procedural change. We're all a little familiar with that.
Okay.
Well, I think department heads, certainly in their discussions with Joe, and if you want to comment on this, that I appreciate that. They've known that we've done that in the past. In fact, I'm surprised at this reaction because a previous county administrator used rollover a lot with our permission to fund. We had lots of Tylers. We had lots of positions, ongoing costs that we threw one-time money at, and I appreciate that Joe hasn't done that. For us to sort of pick one or two, or I don't know, a couple of specific situations where it's something to consider, I think is our it's our call. I appreciate that Joe really has avoided doing that. I don't think that kept department heads from offering it, but I think it's a good policy not to.
Well, none of us were involved in those meetings with department heads, so I don't think I want, you know, I think it's all speculation. You know, I supported the resolution that you made because I did not, I thought everybody in the room was supporting $15,000 plus back into the legislative budget, and that was the best way we could get it back at the time. So, I mean, if we voted again without your thing, my sense is it would be virtually unanimous. Let's do weights and measures.
We have a motion on the floor.
Motion on the floor.
I withdraw the motion.
Yeah, he's withdrawing. The seconder? How about the seconder?
Hold on. I have another motion within the legislature department. I don't know if that's. It wasn't.
You're still on the.
Usually we do things as, you know, with department, you know, everything related to department.
Okay.
It's a one-time thing.
Okay.
So if you look at your one-time page, there it goes.
Is that the 5,000?
Yeah, it's OTR 026, and it's on page. Where'd it go? Page 112 in the big book. It was a request for 5,000 for professional services, which has been in our department, and Joe did not approve it, and I'm requesting it as one time to cover expenses related to the census this coming year. So it seemed a reasonable place. I feel like that's an expense we really, it's very important that we fund outreach efforts for the census, and this seemed a reasonable
so
place.
So you're making a motion for adding 5,000 more to the legislature?
One time, right.
Is there a second? Will.
Well, I'd like us to be able to discuss it. I will second.
Go ahead. Yeah. And then Mike, Dooley, go.
I'll second it. What I'm interested in knowing is how that money might be used. Is there something we did 10 years ago that this is modeled on?
No, and it's possible it should more realistically be in the administration budget. I just, you know, this sort of, it's a sort of special bucket of money that can go for a particular project. So that's why the connection that I've made in my head, and I don't know if it more appropriately should be under administration. But I think that there will be, for example, we had a meeting today, an initial meeting about it, and we were talking about developing a website. That takes money. We're talking about outreach efforts and you know, printing of notices that would inform people that this is, you know, there are a lot of issues around the census. And if we don't get a full and accurate count, or as full and accurate account as possible, especially of underrepresented groups, we stand to lose far more than $5,000 in terms of funding that's formula related to population.
I think, Mike, you were next, then Frank, and then Dooley.
I think if this money is needed, and I think it's speculation that it's needed, we can take out a contingency next year. That's what contingency is for. I think that we've had one meeting about this. I did not see any need in the meeting today to come up with $5,000, and I would not support this at this time.
Dooley? Or Frank, I'm sorry. Frank.
As the chairman of the former census committee, any monies that we had to spend came out of the planning department at that time. And I agree with Mike. It's way too soon to know how much we have to set aside. It could actually be more than that. The other person that worked with me on this was Tom Mank out of planning. He was assigned to planning at that particular point in time. I don't remember any notices that we had to print. There was a lot of legwork that was done. And the Census Bureau sent us a packet that we actually had to abide by, and we formed a special committee. Tim Joseph appointed a special committee that I chaired, and it was made up, comprised of individuals from the city. Joni Spielholz, I remember, was one of my members, along with several others. So while I think Martha's heart's in the right place, it's way too soon to be allocating any money to this. We simply don't know.
Martha, would you like to withdraw the resolution?
Yeah, I'll withdraw and sort of with a bookmark that it's something we really may come back to.
It's clear we're going to have to take the census at some point, right?
You go.
Carol?
Yeah, but while we're on the legislature and this need, I don't think that we need to allocate it to the census, but I do think that we need at least $3,000that for needs that might come up for the legislature related to project assistance or expenses of special committees, especially as we're needing to make these cuts. We might want to ask for help of various kinds. So I would propose that we, an item that would be $3,000 for special committees for the legislature.
Is there a second for that?
Well, if I can ask a question first.
Go ahead.
Well, when we go to NYSAC, for example, where does that come from? Where pay to reimburse?
Local mileage and training, okay. Separate line. Yeah.
Okay. Was there a second to the 3K? Okay, Dash would like the second. Nothing more with the legislature. Thank you for those comments and the vote. Let's do the
weights and measures.
Weights and measures.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Discussion. Weights and measures 4375013. And just for anyone's information, this had the most people signed up for it than any of the things that we did. Dooley and then Carol.
In general, you have been pretty strict about wanting a department head to be here if we acted on something, and I wondered if you had contacted him about this possible addition.
I did not. I didn't want to be texting during the meeting because I'd probably be arrested for that. No, I did not, because this is all spur of the moment, those two things.
But Kathy was here, so it was easy.
Yeah, no, I did not do that.
But do you think he would object?
I don't think he would object unless it goes down, in which case we should
reconsider. Well, then there would be another shot at it.
Yeah.
Carol, you want to make comments?
Yes. Have you ever stood there pumping gas and having that meter go ka-ching, 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 and wonder whether you were really getting a gallon of gas every time that little ping happened?
Please don't answer that.
Or whether you're really getting a pound of rice when the bag says so. This is weights and measures is the most basic of services. This is something in pre-biblical times communities got together and provided. This predated sheriffs. It predated roads and bridges. It is so basic. And to have our one employee feel that he can't put in a full 100% effort just makes no sense to me. So I will
You're losing my vote, Carol.
Support it.
Karen, yes, we got it, Carol.
I thought I might get a
love your passion.
Any more discussion about 4375 weights and measures? And go to Quick Bill, someone waits on you. Mike.
Just a quick history that we used to have. Was it two full-time positions? Right. And then it went to one and a half, then it went to one.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily an equation that if we go down by 2.5 hours, we're going to lose a significant degree of quality. There will be still monitoring. There still will be, the consumers will be protected, and I won't be supporting this because I think that the entire organization has to make priority choices, and this is not one that I'm going to say is going to be diminished so significantly that I want to restore it.
Thank you, Mike. Nathan, Levslin, Dooley, Frank.
After Carol's speech, if only my tears that are coming down my eyes right now could vote for me. I'll vote for it.
Okay, Leslie.
So, Mike, I hear you, but having sat or chair the committee that this department reports to, we certainly do get the history of how much they're not doing. And I think 2.5 hours will make a significant difference in how much
really could be done. This gentleman, Don, is working above and beyond his time to make sure that we're getting the cha-chings right. And so I think it will make a significant difference if we go down any further. So I hope that you will support it because it really is needed.
Someone over here with you.
Yeah. I think under the guise of consumer protection, we really do owe this one to the public. In addition to the cha-chings at the gas pump to reassure Carol, there's also the scale review that they do with the grocery store. And if you've ever seen him dump a package of cereal out to weigh it, I mean, at a grocery store, this guy really, we really need him, and the public really does need him.
You do that?
Oh, you bet. They go in and they'll weigh cereal, they'll weigh products at the store. They go in and check the cans for net weight, gross weight.
Everything.
It's really interesting.
Someone over here, you're giving it up? No, go ahead.
I had my hand up.
And then private.
He was very well trained by Judy Tinnick, and he already can't do everything he is supposed to do. So it seems like a pretty obvious thing to support to me.
Okay, thank you. Tyke.
I was just going to tell Carol that when I'm standing there pumping gas, I'm not wondering about the ka-ching. I'm wondering why I bought a Dodge. But
go get him, Tyke.
But no, realistically, I've been on this committee ever since I've come here. He does a lot. We need two people like
him,
actually. One's not enough, and I can't see the sense in cutting that back even more. So.
Martha, you're not going to say that. Go ahead.
Actually, I think every one of our staff is kind of in this category. There's something about a one-person department that sets itself apart. So I'm going to vote for this, but I really feel everything that's been said could be said about every one of our staff.
All in favor of adding 4375 to our friend, the Weights and Measures guy, raise your hand, please.
Weights and Measures Department.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Opposed? 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Are we going to adjourn now?
Yes, we are. Do I need to make a motion to adjourn? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Why don't I make that motion?
Okay, go ahead and do that. Is there a second? All right, all in favor? Aye, voice vote. Opposed, Penny? Nay? Thank you very much. I'm really sorry about no food. We're out of money. In fact, I will give you what I've spent and what you paid me.